In Northwest News on KPLU, the University of Washington held its first annual symposium on environmental law. The idea is to choose a topic and examine how it fits into current and future regulations. This year's focus, ocean acidification. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
It's sometimes called the evil twin of global warming. Ocean acidification is caused when carbon pollution from fossil fuels dissolves into our waterways. Scientists say it may cause serious harm to life on the planet. Some say it's already damaging the local shellfish industry. It's also pushing the envelope of current environmental law.
It's a hot topic. It's really interesting scientifically. We have some of the best scientists and leading science on ocean acidification in the world here.
Todd Wildermuth directs the Environmental Law Center at the UW. He says they're bringing together scientists as well as policy experts and government officials to look at ocean acidification from every angle. Because along with the renewed interest and funding for more research, the science is changing rapidly.
And we wanted to do our part in the law school to make sure that we were attending to the legal aspects of what the scientists were telling us.
They're examining current lawsuits filed under the Clean Water Act and talking with the local EPA administrator about how that and other laws might need to change. Next year's focus is yet to be decided, but natural disasters such as mudslides or earthquakes are likely topics. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.